happy to see so many of you here tonight so that we can kind of continue our fellowship on and our convention on a little bit more. And we have asked Brother Richard to lead our testimony meeting this evening. And maybe Brother Tom, would you open our service this evening, Brother Richard's service, with an opening prayer, please?
Our most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank Thee for the blessings of the last 3 days and all that You've given us in fellowship and with the brethren, and all the rich blessings we've heard from Thy Word, all the able speakers, all the humility, and all the many blessings we've received. We just thank Thee for this, and we ask You might be with us through this meeting and might be with all brethren everywhere. Bless them and administer their needs as required. We ask these things in Thy Son's name. Amen.
Well, it's been amazing. We planned on asking an international speaker to come. That's something that our class has decided to do every now and then, and we're so blessed that Sam and he decided to come. And the next thing we know, we have brethren coming from New York, brethren coming from Romania, and it's just all of a sudden we've got brethren from everywhere, and we're having a little mini convention here, an international convention with our brethren from so many different places. And so now from the Portland area, Washington, Portland, Washington, whichever state you declare yourself in, so right across the border, Brother Richard now will lead our service.
Well, I didn't know I was going to do this until about 5 minutes ago. And I didn't take that many notes for an echo meeting. I hadn't, not anticipating that I was going to do this. My notes aren't really that adequate for an echo meeting. So, guess what? I'm going to be depending on you. I'd like to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And this is the thoughts of King David. Starting with verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. I think that's our instruction for the evening. So I turn the meeting over to you to follow the suggestion of David. Who would be first?
Oh, is that far away from me? Hello?
Not now.
Oh, okay. Dear Brother Richard and brethren, I just can't believe it's over, because my life has been all wrapped up in this convention for weeks, and we've been all anticipating it so very much, and it was beyond our wildest expectations to have so many brethren and the divergence of, like Richard said, we had people from so many countries overseas as well as diverse locations in our country, and I noticed that there was close fellowship here, and I don't know whether to say it was because of the general attitude of the convention or because the tables only seated 4 people. And which really mixed them up, because the first night we saw two little groups trying to get together, and they pushed their tables together, and I thought, oh no, they're spoiling our idea here. We want to have everybody have close fellowship. And the waterfall, I asked them to keep the waterfall on so that it would drown out any loud noises we might have from the swimming pool, or loud music like we had when there was a wedding there once. And so that part worked wonderfully, and I was really pleased that they did remember we wanted small tables with four seats. Your Fresno brethren struggle each year to try and get a format and a theme, and this year Sister Tish said, let's have something about Jesus, because it's the memorial season. And we really concentrated on this and the Lord's Prayer that he gave us, and also that he was the way and the truth and the life. And I was so thrilled at what our brethren, our speakers, were able to come up with and elaborate on these subjects, which seemed pretty simple at first glance. But they turned out to be pretty deep subjects, and even getting into the tabernacle. So I just, I'm thrilled and thankful to my Heavenly Father for overruling, and what I didn't know how it was going to ever go together, but it did. And I'm very thankful to all of the brethren that came, and my Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus for the beauty that was given to us this weekend as we gathered.
Yes, we have many things to be thankful for, in particular the blessings of this weekend. God has been gracious. Who will be next?
Dear Brother Richard, dear friend.
Maybe I should ask if you give your name, since he is thinking it. You probably should have our name ecclesially.
I'm Sister Judy Smith from the Fresno Ecclesia. And I can echo what Jenny just said. We're very thankful for the way the convention turned out, and for I think we had a wonderful program, and I'm so glad there were so many here to be with us. From the time Brother Richard David Rice spoke about in the beginning till the final talk that we had was on Revelation, we covered quite a large area. And at this time of year, we're thinking about the cup and the bread and concentrating on Jesus. I don't have my notes with me, but I'm looking forward to looking them over, and I'm looking forward to having the tapes from Charles. I think there's going to be a lot there that will be food for thought in the future. And I'm very much looking forward to that. But I'm very thankful to my Heavenly Father for the blessings that I have received from this convention. And I'm very thankful that so many of my family are here in the flesh, as well as my other family. I thank my Heavenly Father for all those blessings. And we have so many here that are here for the first time. We're thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all of Jenny's hard work and Bob's. They take the brunt of the effort. We help wherever we can, and we're very thankful to do that. And I ask an interest in your prayers, and I'm very thankful to my Heavenly Father.
It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Perhaps if we could share with each other some special thought that we receive, some particular insight or a particular blessing that would help also, so that we can share one with another the little blessings that we have received. Who will be next? Yes, Tish.
I'm Tish Becker, Fresno Press. One of the things that I very much appreciated was the symposium on forgiveness. And I found myself in the night and the next morning thinking about Brother Sammy's presentation of forgiveness, incorporating the way he incorporated the attributes, the basic attributes of God, of the wisdom, justice, love, and power, and how that all worked together for forgiveness. How it's, see, I can't even articulate it. It really, I made some nice notes and I'm going to look it all over again. But the fact that he tied that all together, I thought was just beautiful. That there is wisdom and forgiveness and justice and so forth. Mm-hmm. Since you all heard it, well, I don't have to articulate it. But that was one of my really, it was such a nice way to start that the weekend. And so I was very grateful. I just had a wonderful weekend. I'm still flying high.
Yes. Forgiveness is a trait that is very important to develop. It's very difficult sometimes. The flesh, there is built in the flesh this sense of reprisal of well, it ties in with the survival instinct, and it's very difficult to have the spirit overcome that and control it. The spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit. Who will be next?
Dear brethren, I'm Sister Ruth Wilmot from Fort Worth, Texas, and I want to praise my Heavenly Father for the privilege of being at convention and for being here in this home afterwards. Our experiences with conventions have always been wonderful to have the convention echoes afterwards. It sort of lets you down the convention a little easier than if everybody just disappears from the convention hall. I think one of my main blessings, even though it was somewhat of a last-minute thing for us to get to come, still we had the program, and I enjoyed looking over articles and things for the in preparation of the for the studies, and it was a blessing to see how those things did fit into the tabernacle and all. And I just didn't take an awful lot of notes either. I was trying to absorb what there was given from the platform. But one of the one on Joshua I thought was very interesting. And Brother Sammy's on Revelation. I'm not a big Revelation student, so I'll have to go home and think about some things. But the fellowship was very nice to renew also, because so many of you brethren are very dear to us, and it's been many years since we've done traveling in this part of the country, because as the flesh gets older, you end up flying, and we have so many privileges, and there are so many conventions throughout the country, and it was a delight to see the sister from Nevada here, because she and I had shared some fellowship that the Israel Echoes convention in Columbus, Ohio recently. I did a real quick scan here for you. There were brethren from Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, Illinois, and New York. That's 8 states, plus Germany and Romania. Did I miss anyone?
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You might even throw Comey in from Nigeria.
Brother Art Newell always used to make a rundown of how many states were represented. I think it's kind of interesting because we are one big family, and even though we're scattered in different areas. And, I again thank you for welcoming us into your midst and into this home. The Lord bless each one.
Thank you. This thought of a big family, I think, is so important. And that's, Sister Shirley and I had the privilege of escorting some Nigerian brethren to an international convention one time, and then we escorted some Japanese brethren another time. And then both of those sets of brethren was very impressed by the hospitality that was expressed by the European brethren. We took them a little sightseeing, you know, to England and also in France and Holland. And the brethren welcomed them with open arms. And, you know, here are these total strangers walking in the door. They'd never met them before, and they were made to feel like they were. In fact, as Sam and Anik, we had the Japanese sisters in their home. And they were made to feel so at home. They were just overwhelmed at this feeling of family that was immediately expressed. And so it's a very important thing that we have. And we should thank our Heavenly Father for that, this family that He has given us. Who will be next?
Tom Belden of Fresno Ecclesia. I like Sister Tish, probably will have a hard time articulating my thoughts, but I've been so blessed and impressed. This is only my third convention, but in every one, it seems like we have, especially I thought this in this convention, there were so many able speakers, so well-versed, so talented, and it was just a joy to hear them. And we were all blessed, I'm sure, from their message. But the thing that impressed me more than anything, I believe, is that as able and as intimidated as I could be by these able speakers and the people that gave the dissertations and so on, the humble spirit and the idea of uplifting the brethren and the family, this type of thing really impressed me. Knowledge and this sort of thing, I think, can puff one up. But I see no trace of this. And it was just really a blessing to experience and be able to fellowship with these people and or these brethren. And so anyway, I'm on a real high and will be for some time.
Thank you. Yes. It's always a joy to be with the brethren. It's always an experience. Who will be next?
Oh, I'm Els Evans from Fresno. I think a highlight for me was the studies. We instituted studies here a few years ago, and I think this convention particularly, I am just so amazed by the ability of the leaders to, as Brother Homer said, facilitate. Each had very distinct styles, and yet every one of them was so well-versed in their topic that they were able to handle the diversity of opinions and views expressed, new ideas, that I felt very good. I actually spoke up today in Brother Carl's study. I was pretty impressed with myself. Yeah, I know all you girls were. So.
Cheerleaders over there.
The same study. You don't know how that.
Yeah. We're not going to ask who made the list up.
But it gave me a lot to think about in a way that surprised me. And there's a lot of things that we talked about that I want to go back with and discuss with Rick and talk about the period in that one scripture if I can ever find it again. And, you know, the idea of the tabernacle and how that ties into the scripture that was presented. So I just have to say that those studies were a major highlight for me.
Well, everyone seems to have had a good time and received a blessing. That's the Lord is gracious. He is a giving God, and that's the character we are to emulate. Who will be next?
I'm Sister Shirley Evans from, I'll say, Vancouver, Washington. Real happy to be here. We look forward every year to being here. And even though Rick and Alice are children, I still want to say thank you to them. It's always so comfortable, and they make us so welcome. And they open up their home for the brethren so graciously. Which is a delight. They're both very efficient. Someday I'll learn. of course, as was mentioned, what was different about this convention is that it very much had a feel of an international convention for anyone who have attended the international conventions. The only difference was that you could really get around and visit with everyone if you wanted to. At an international convention, it's a little difficult, and usually you need a translator with you. There's a lot of young brethren who are happy to do this, and so I don't want to discourage anyone from attending. But here, of course, Sam and me both speak English, and I'm going to tell a little story out of school. Richard and I were at the Portland Convention. Anik had flown in from France and Sam from Germany, and they met at that convention, and their common language was English. And I'm sure they courted in English. And since then, Anik has learned German. She's learning Hebrew and Romania. I don't know all the languages Sam speaks, but he speaks such fluent English, except when he went to translate the English brother from Great Britain. He decided that was an altogether different language. And as long as I'm telling stories, I go back to the dawn when George Wilmot worked there, and Ruth, and that's before they were married. And guess where they met? But they also courted in English.
In writing.
All the talks actually were a blessing to me. I think what set the stage for me was the first talk, when Brother David Rice correlated the rib of Adam to the rib of Jesus being pierced in blood and water gushing forth, and the beginning of the bride, the second Eve. And I think the reason that impressed me so is because God saw the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world, but he also planned for the bride way back then. And the care he has taken, and the types and the shadows and the pictures and the care, and how much he is looking forward to presenting this bride to his son. I'm sure he had great joy in presenting Eve to Adam. I can just imagine that, even the heavenly host being so thrilled with our Heavenly Father wanting to do this. He didn't want anyone to be alone. Family was so important to him. And God spends so much time and so much care for 2,000 years drawing, calling, choosing, and so many turn their back on him. And he doesn't take it out on the next one. Thought, well, I'm not going to give you as much attention because you might turn your back on me. I'm kind of learning my lesson. He shows the same patience, the same love, same care, pours out his Holy Spirit. Ask of me. I'll give you, the room won't be able to hold the blessing. Ask. You know, claim the promises. I love you. I want you to. And I just, the whole convention and the studies have furthered who we are to follow in the footsteps of, and why Jesus is so precious to God, and so will the bride. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to follow up on Shirley's thought for the Fresnel class and their considerations for the coming years. Psalm 73, verse 25, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." When God is our strength, we can overcome. Who will be next? Sam.
I'm Sam Stoller from Germany, and I would like to thank the brethren for all the work they have done in preparation for this wonderful convention. And a special blessing has brought to me the presentation yesterday night, the Lord's Prayer. I just, it was overwhelming for me, and tears were in my eyes, and that's something unusual for a German. And also the overwhelming warmth and love of the brethren was definitely is precious to me. And one more thought, I got many blessings, many interesting thoughts out of the various talks, and I appreciated also Brother Steve Mangos' talks, and he did a wonderful description also on the part of the forgiveness, which I appreciated very much. And we thank the Lord for all what he has done, and we know that the Lord has worked throughout the brethren here, and that we ask for your remembrance in prayer, as we will remember to pray for you. Thank you.
We will remember your request for prayer. I'm a typical American. I'm a real hodgepodge of nationalities, most of the European nations as well as Cherokee Indian. But I'm more German than I am anything, so I'm going to have to talk to you when you say the German character. See, maybe I can get some insights into myself. It will be nice.
Margaret Felodziewski, Portland. I don't feel I've got my notes organized, and I was glad Shirley said some of the things she did, because I thought, oh yes, they were really nice points, so I'm appreciating the echoes. Again, it was a special treat to come down, because Peter said no more driving to California, and okay, I accepted that, you know, and I realized why he didn't feel able to. And then when Bob and Ginny were visiting us, I said how much I'd like to be here. Sam and Anique would be here, and they're very special to us. And just the whole program, everything made us seem to want to come down. So then Bob and Ginny came up with an idea. We come down and stay and be with them. And it has been a real treat, very refreshing for me. It has been wonderful for the fellowship. I really appreciated the spirit of the convention, the atmosphere that has lended to that. And I think study conventions do tend to be that way, because we've come prepared with thoughts to share, and maybe questions and the discussions amongst the brethren that we don't usually study with, I think help to stimulate our minds, along with the talks too. I realize that I like to think that I do forgive, but I realize some feelings of anger, resentment of that I'm ashamed that I have, but I do, but I recognize the basis of it really is that I haven't exercised forgiveness as I should have done. So I really appreciate the thoughts that were brought out there, particularly the connecting with lead us not into temptation, you know, that the forgiveness should, there's a connection there. If we've forgiven, we don't want to be tempted to not forgive. It's something that we have to maintain. And also, I liked, I hadn't caught this connection with the two scriptures. I like the scripture, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. For with the same measure that you meet with all, you shall be measured again. I think there's another similar one in this life, a thousand time, in the life to come, eternal. It's the companion scripture, another one of the Gospels, I forget. But I think it shows the bounty of our Heavenly Father. But the fact that the scripture before was quoted, judge not that you shall not be judged, condemn not that you shall not be condemned, forgive and you shall be forgiven. And then it goes on, give and it shall be. So I appreciated that separation of forgive. We've already determined to forgive, and then our life should be a life of giving. And the Lord is so bountiful in his giving and the rewarding of it. I don't have a lot more thoughts. I'm sure we'll go over to many more things. Shape well before using. I thought I'd heard that talk, but it was a lot of new thoughts to me, because Carl comes up with all sorts of unique ideas. But it's sort of a practical way of remembering something. to apply the lesson. And that's what I appreciate. These little expressions will come to our mind and maybe help us in a situation. Particular thoughts, more thoughts don't come to me, but it really has been a very rich blessing coming down, being with the brethren here. Those we didn't expect to see, George and Ruth, we don't see too often. That was a treat, and others too that were there. That I thank the Lord for all the many blessings, because it's something that keeps us going a little bit stronger, because we can draw off this to continue serving the Lord.
I think one of the characteristics that makes our God so different from most of the gods of the world is that He is a giving God, not a taking God. And that's the character we are to copy, to try to develop. It's not easy, though, sometimes. The flesh wants to take. And
Brother Homer, I think...
Did I see your hand?
Yeah, I had my hand up. Yeah. Homer Montague, Highland Park, Ecclesia, New York. So many of the things that have been said are those that I highly appreciate about the convention. I want to go back in my mind because I'm thinking about the Fresno Ecclesia in particular. And, you know, we have a very small ecclesia ourselves. Our home ecclesia numbers 8 or 9 maximum. That includes those who are out of state. And so when you speak about the fact that you were only about 8 and you're questioning whether or not you should put on a convention, I'm very intrigued and very appreciative of your labors along this line. I want to tell you that aside from the spiritual provisions, of which I'm most thankful, I'm very thankful for one particular temporal provision. Originally, we were to be traveling with the Hagelsicks from here to Albuquerque, but as you know, they are not going to go directly to Albuquerque, but I guess they will go to Albuquerque via Dallas again. And it necessitated our changing our travel arrangements. And so, God willing, we are going to be leaving Fresno at 5:20 a.m. tomorrow morning back to New York. But when I asked, you know, do they have service back to the airport, they said, no, we don't. Travel, you know, they told us what the hours are. So I want to thank you for having the airport so close to your convention site. That's number one that I'd like to say. I mean, we've walked back and forth there a few times making our arrangements. But on a more, you know, serious note, and I think that I particularly echo those comments that were made, especially about the study aspect of the convention. And I have said repeatedly, and it's like a broken record, I enjoy studies. The reason I enjoy studies is because I truly believe that every member of the body has a responsibility and has something to offer for our edification. And one of the values of a study is that no matter how you express yourself, some may be able to pick up what you say. But when you have a variety of expressions, you have someone who will hear it placed in such a language or in such a way that, I see the point. And I think that the concept, and I mentioned it in the studies also, of having 1,000 teachers is really very, very true. I mean, if you don't believe that, then you're missing out one of the benefits of recognizing what the body is really all about. And I think that the contributions of fellow body members certainly is critical to our development. And the ecclesia arrangement is certainly one level of doing this, but when you extend it into a convention and have this feature, even as we have now in an ECHO meeting, it is certainly an added blessing. As I said, the service, the overall service, the fellowship, and we've even, made some tentative, how should I put it, some tentative commitments to certain brethren about future plans someplace, which we'll have to see how it works out. But that was another very, very nice touch to the convention as well. And we certainly love you all, and we've enjoyed our fellowship in Fresno. And in closing, I still say that the Fresno brethren in particular are a very closely knit group of brethren. I appreciate that from the last time we were here. We went out to dinner together as a family, and I still see the same closeness. And I think that that's a feature that draws brethren to you, because they know the environment. Not that we should not be prepared to go anyplace, but it is an added bonus. So I want to acknowledge that, that I've appreciated that feature very, very much.
I have to agree. The Fresno class is very much a family. Yes, we had the privilege of enjoying that family relationship for a number of years. Am I seeing?
Well, I'm Sister Jeannie from where? Sacramento. And I'm nervous, but I never fail to want to be, even when we're sick, to be at the Fresno Convention. We haven't been feeling our very best, either one of us, but there is something that draws you so that you just can't back off. It's one of those places you have to go, sick or no sick. So I love all the brethren, and they are all so warm and kind. And I've only been immersed 42 years, but before that, when I was a Catholic, I couldn't get a priest or a kind word from any Catholic. Now, that makes a whole warm difference when you come into the brethren. It's so much closer. I love you all.
Thank you. Oh, we have somebody in the back.
All right. I was particularly thrilled to find a brother and sister, if I can remember them, Wilmot from Texas here. You are from Texas, aren't you?
Yes.
Wilmot? Yeah. Yeah. And I've known about them for so long, and their dedication to the Lord's work, and I was thrilled to see that they were here. And I was particularly moved, because having been a photographer in the making, I loved the effort of putting together, as I have in the past, your wonderful slide presentation. And I want you to know that I say that I didn't even recognize myself.
That's how good a photographer is.
So I ask an interest in your prayers that we might be able to make next year too, and down to Asilomar.
Psalm 91. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. I think we've had our angels with us this weekend.
I know I don't speak loud enough. My sister keeps telling me, so I'll try. But I'm Fern Berg from Warrenton, Oregon, and I'm alone. I have no class, so I do all my studying alone. And I appreciate these study groups immensely, because I hear other people speaking, and I hear their ideas, and it helps me a lot just to have the fellowship. But the study on the tabernacles impressed me much, because the first book that I read was The Tabernacle Shadows, and that helped me, and I went on, and I had never been anywhere where I've heard a discussion on, especially on the tabernacle before, and I appreciated that very much. But the whole convention has just been a blessing. The fellowship has been so grand this time, and I do get into Portland occasionally, go to the Portland area class, and I that fellowship is grand, but just to be around the brethren is a blessing to me.
It is difficult when we are alone, but the Lord does provide. The Lord provides there too. Yes.
I would like to raise my voice in praise to my Heavenly Father for the permission of being here.
Who
and what?
Who are you?
Oh, everybody knows that. I'm Pat Allison. I'm from Nevada, and I'm isolated. And I love being at the Fresno class because it's almost like my own. And I can't recall the things that I heard today, so I have to go back and take the tapes, and then I recall the things that were said. So I just wanted to join in with the love that I felt in the class and the fellowship that I had. And I especially appreciated the time at dinner when I talked to Brother Wilmot. And I had just met his wife earlier, so it was a blessing. And I love all of you. And I ask an interest in your prayers because I'm having problems at home.
Call upon the Lord and He will provide. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful.
I'm Annick Stahler from Germany, and well, Brother Rick, you asked for little blessings to share. I have no little blessing to share.
Oh.
I just have big ones.
Sorry.
you know, being among you brethren here is such a blessing, and I feel like at home, like in my own family. Well, I have to add my own spiritual family. In my fleshly family, it's not so nice, unfortunately. And this is one of the greater blessings we can have, to feel so close to all of you. Many of you we had already met, and it was a pleasure to meet you again. And some new faces we didn't know, and it was a pleasure to get to know them, or to know them better. The thoughts which I've gotten in the talks, I cannot summarize them now, and I'm looking forward also to the tapes. I have been surprised by some of the thoughts in the different talks, especially also in one of my husband, but I have him very close, I can ask him. But what I have gotten was more from the fellowship I had with many brethren. And I'm also very thankful for all the brethren who came to me after I testified, I think it was on Saturday, I'm losing track of the days, and I have gotten some very good piece of advice, or should I maybe say thoughts. I have received also some shocks, which touched me very much, and which maybe hurt me for a while, but I think I will be doing or being getting over it very soon. But I'm very, very thankful. You know, to know that a class of just 8 persons can put on such a convention, it's for me an encouragement. Our class is about the double, and we have also conventions, and I tend to say that we were a small class to prepare conventions, because I know that it's a lot of work. So I want to thank especially the brethren who prepared this convention, and also Sister Elsa and Rick, who opened the house tonight, because I think it's not easy after a convention being so tired to also open your house. And I love you all, and I thank you for your love. You cannot know how much it means to me. Might sound maybe strange to you, but I never felt the love so much as I did here. And I think the Lord has provided, because it was in a period of my life where I really needed to know that I was loved, not just by God and by His Son and by my husband, but also by some of the brethren. I really needed to know that, and it was very, very precious to me. I will pray for all of you, but I ask also for your prayers. Thank you.
Well, please know that there are many American brethren who have come to know you and love you. You mentioned that Rick and Elsa opened their home this evening, and that it is difficult after a convention. But I would like to let the other brethren know that you and Brother Sam opened your home after a convention. And I've forgotten now how many brethren were there, but it was a house full. And not only was it just for the meeting, but it was to stay with you. I know that there were at least four there because of the Sister Shirley, myself, and the two Japanese sisters. And there was a number of other brethren there as well. So there are many brethren in this country who know you and love you very much, and have great regard for your love for God and the activity in His service, both you and Brother Sam. Mr. Beverly.
Yes, your brethren, I'm Sister Beverly Montague from Hempstead, New York. And I would like to raise my voice also regarding the convention. I really received lots of blessings from the talks as well as from the fellowship. I also thought of, I kept a few notes, but one in particular that really impressed me was that we should wash one another's feet. And I thought that this was so impressive as far as we dwelling together in unity, the brethren dwelling together in unity. So I'm thankful to be here, thankful for the blessings that I've received, and thankful for the many, many brethren that we fellowship with. And coming here, it's like coming home. We stay out on the West Coast more than we stay in New York sometimes, I think. I want to thank Rick and Alice for opening up their home and the Fresno class for this convention. So we ask for your prayers as we remember each of you and Alice.
Thank you. We've had a lot of requests for remembrance and prayers, so that's something we should all keep in mind. Sister Jenny, I think she has a PS.
I'm Sister Jenny Wilson. I spoke first in case anybody is listening to the tape.
If anybody can bear up this long.
I just want to say, we keep getting thanks as a Fresno class, and it was the Lord's overruling that all this went together. And one of the most beautiful things was how the tape, the program that Richard and Shirley had prepared several years ago, and I loved it when I saw the Lord's Prayer presentation. And when we were grasping for ideas, we thought, forgiveness, that sounds nice, let's use that. And then I remembered when Bob was going to put together slides from our travels with the different brethren and, you know, have music and all of that. And I could see this wasn't going together. And so when we were with Richard and Shirley, I said, oh, do you suppose that you would have room in your car for a video presentation for our convention? And they said, oh, yes, you know, we have one for Albuquerque. We'll just stick in some slides for you. And I said, well, the Lord's Prayer, I just love that one. And Oh, my goodness, when I saw it Saturday night. Thank you, Lord. There was forgiveness. And there was the way walking in it because there was the footprints in the sand. And I hadn't remembered that part. And then they updated pictures of us all that they knew would be here. And thank you, Richard and Shirley, for helping that be a high point of the convention. Because, and that, again, was just thank you, Lord, you know, as we stumble along here trying to get it together. Why, we really have a lot of help. Yes. That's right. Thank you.
Anyone else?
My name is Rick Evans, and I'm a member of the Fresno Ecclesia, and I was not on the convention committee, but I think the convention committee did a great job. My wife was, so. But they did a fabulous job, and it is hard for a small ecclesia because I know we're so concerned that everything's going to work out well, and I know how Jenny worked so hard and Bob worked so hard over with the Holiday Inn people, and everything just worked out so beautifully there, and we really appreciate that. My highlight in the convention were, again, I agree with most everybody here, were the studies. I find the studies very stimulating, the fact that there's a diversity of opinion. And I think that's what makes the Bible students such a unique group, is because we do have an admonition in Timothy that we should study, and that this is something that we're responsible for. I did go to church a little bit when I was a young teenager, and we never studied. The minister told us everything we needed to know. And this all of a sudden makes it a little more exciting because we're learning things. And then to have a diversity of opinion and be able to take those things back and look at these opinions and decide how we feel about these, it keeps shoving us more and more into the Bible, which is where we need to be. It's hard in this day and age. I work with high school students, and I see all the things that are coming upon them from the outside all the time, and that we do have something that helps us survive these things that are going on around us, but they don't, and so they fall to the wayside, many of them, in various ways. And so the scriptures are something that we have, and I enjoyed the leaders. I think they did a marvelous job to stimulate our thoughts and to provoke each individual to come up with ways or thoughts that they had. And it's fun to sit in a group of people and to be able to express our thoughts. I see us in the world as a group of colleagues, and we are sharing our ideas in the areas that we study so that we can come to a greater understanding. My father-in-law is an astronomer. He's very prominent in the world, and I see how excited he gets in his study and how he loves talking to his colleagues, and we have that same kind of love, even though we're moving in different directions. But that was amazing, and then to see the variety of brethren from all the different places, it was so exciting. And we've been trying to get Sam and Anique here for, I guess, a couple of years now, and it finally worked out. So that we got real excited then. We're going, they're coming, they're coming. And so now it makes us want to reach out and see who else we can get. Doesn't seem to be any bounds here, so we'll just try somebody else. But we do appreciate you coming, because I think the brethren that come to the convention make the convention. And the Lord overrules that, and He always seems to make just the right combinations of people there, that it ends up being a giant blessing for everybody. And I think the Lord has definitely blessed our convention with the brethren who came. And it just, when you talk to the brethren, they talked about different highlights in fellowship, that how much they enjoyed somebody saying this or somebody said that. And so thank you, and hopefully you will all come again. Because we leave a big welcome mat for you all to return to another Fresno convention. Thank you.
Well, I'm George.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I must stand corrected. There is no such thing as a little blessing. They've been great.
I'm Brother Wilmont. There are probably a lot of things that I won't remember to say, but I've been thinking of the many blessings that we have received, and I hope that we'll be able to recall and share with you some of those blessings. First of all, I want to thank the Fresno Brethren for their warm hospitality to us. We have received many unexpected blessings from attending. As you know, we have a very busy schedule, and we hadn't anticipated on the privilege of coming here, but we were drawn to make an effort to come because of Brother and Sister Stoller being here, and also the dear Romanian Brethren. We have learned to love them very, very much, and we thought we would share some of their heartaches with them, and so that was a real blessing to be with them. Perhaps one of the highlights was this afternoon when the convention was either over or about over. I guess it was already over then. I am not good at remembering the brethren's names, so please forgive me. But you recall the sisters from San Francisco, one of them blind and the other one almost blind.
Texeras. Sister Texeras.
And
Cinda.
I was blessed to meet the sister who came into the truth as a result of the cooperative effort of brethren and sending forth the truth over the air. She wanted Strong's Concordance, which we were glad that we had brought so she could have it, or she bought it rather. I said goodbye to them, and the highlight really was the blind sister. When she said goodbye, the most precious smile was on her face. Words can't express that precious experience of her saying goodbye. That was one of the highlights. It was also nice that I was able to find out who Sister Lois Montag was. I wasn't sure what relation to Brother Homer, but I found out that she is his sister. She has been working on the lessons of the Divine Plan of the Ages and doing an excellent job. And she seems very humble and sincere in asking questions and giving her answers. So I'm glad to know now who she is. By the way, that reminds me of perhaps some of you from the East know who Sister Alice Watina is. She's also working on the lessons, and I don't know whether she's related to Sister Helen, I think, who finished her earthly course or not. But the name is the same. The last name is the same. But anyway, it's a joy to check the answers of a few brethren who are responding, but mainly it's newly interested people, and some of them have already finished the first and the second volume and are wanting more. And of course it's a tremendous privilege to check these answers, but it does take a lot of time, which we're glad of course for the privilege. And we've recently worked up some questions on the Tabernacle Shadows, but we don't have all of the questions for the entire book, so hopefully that eventually will get done. It's thrilling that they want more. They're not satisfied with the studies on the first two volumes, but they want more. And some of these have gone on to consecration. Others, they're satisfied with what they've learned. Nevertheless, we realize that what truth they learn now will be to their advantage later on. I'm reminded, too, of a point that was brought out in one of the talks that Sister Montague reminded us of, about our Lord's kindness to Judas. And we realize that he was kind to Judas right up until the very end. We think there's a reason why he was kind to Judas, even though he knew that Judas would betray him. He was only following the instructions of the Heavenly Father, that love will not let go of the sinner until it is demonstrated that the sin cannot be separated from the sinner. Then love must let go. And so after Judas betrayed our Lord, then love let go, and Judas, of course, went into the second death. And so it is, I think, in our experiences of dealing with the world or with the brethren, we are to be in that attitude of forgiveness so long as there is a desire for that one to want forgiveness. If they repent, we are to go more than halfway even and be more than willing to forgive them. But it is necessary, just like it is with us, in asking the Heavenly Father to forgive us, for us to tell Him that we are sorry. And then He is also willing, through our advocate, to forgive us. I also would like to express my appreciation for the privilege of meeting Brother and Sister Williams. We sat down at their table not knowing who they were, and yet we have corresponded over the years, so that was real thrilling. And to see Sister Margaret and Brother Peter again, after knowing them for many years, working with Brother Peter, that was also a joy. And of course, seeing Brother and Sister Stalder, and the fellowship that we had at the table tonight was most precious. We had many precious seasons of fellowship at the table while we were eating. And of course, recalling the privilege of working with Sister Shirley many years ago, and meeting new ones that we hadn't met before. So we're very thankful to note the Lord's overruling providence. I might mention too that at the